It's time for Focus, a weekly public affairs presentation of Simmons Multimedia.
Good morning, I'm Shonda Christensen, and welcome to Focus. This week, my conversation is with Karma Hansen, who is the coordinator for Safe Kids in Grand Forks, and we discuss snowmobile safety. So Karma, there is snow that's finally sticking to the ground, and you can hear the buzzing of snowmobiles running around town, running through the ditches. Can you talk a little bit about some snowmobile safety?
Yes, absolutely. We are getting into that time of year when we're going to start seeing those pieces of equipment come out. And I think some of the things that parents and caregivers and the community need to be aware of is that, there's a lot of power behind those vehicles. And we cannot just because you don't need to have a driver's license per se to ride on them doesn't mean that you can just put inexperienced drivers or, kids or youth on those vehicles and just assume that they know how to navigate that heavy piece of equipment. They can go very, very fast. They are also made to go, off of roads. And, if you've got people driving in ditches or fields or things like that, not only, do they need to be cognizant of the vehicle and how fast it's going and the direction that it's going, but, are there obstacles such as fences or something that might appear to be a snowbank, but it's actually a rock pile or something like that underneath it? And so if you have youth that are going to be riding on these vehicles, it's really important that adults, again, don't assume that they know how to ride them. That they go out with them, they assure that they're making good decisions, they know where they can ride, and then how to navigate on a vehicle that can go fast and be quite heavy, prone to tip overs and things like that. The other thing that would be really important is to make sure that they have the appropriate safety gear. So the warm winter gear, should they get stranded out in the cold, and then also the head protection that comes from a helmet that is designed specifically for, the sport. They have ATV helmets, they have motorcycle helmets, they have snowmobile helmets, and wearing the appropriate type of helmet is going to be really important.
So you had mentioned that you don't need a driver's license to operate a snowmobile. Is there a certain age that you need to be in order to operate a snowmobile?
According to the North Dakota laws, children under the age of 10 cannot operate a snowmobile unless it's on private land. So that would have to be a yard or a farm, that is owned by the family. Over 10, you would be able to use public places, so ditches or roadways or trails or that kind of thing. As we're talking about, where to operate, the other thing I would say when you're looking at laws is paying really close attention to, what city or county laws there are. There are some communities where snowmobiles are not allowed to be driven in town. You have to trailer that vehicle and take it out into the country or out of the city limits or that kind of thing. So you also want to make sure that you're not only following the age laws, but also the laws as it relates to use of that equipment on a city street or a county road and that kind of thing. The other thing I would caution people about is this is a time of year, while it has been cold, it's not been extremely cold. We have a lot of our lakes, rivers, and sloughs and that kind of thing that may have a little bit of ice on them, but they're not frozen enough in which they can, support the weight of a vehicle. And so you would want to make sure that, particularly youth know that if they're going to be going out onto water, that there's a certain inches of ice that needs to have formed on that lake. For a snowmobile, they recommend 5 inches for either a snowmobile or an ATV to be driven on the ice to assure that that doesn't fall through. For a car, a small car, it would be about 8 to 12 inches, and a pickup is 12 to 15 inches. And so when you're going out, you can't just assume that just because you see ice and snow across the water that it's thick enough that you can go driving across it.
They have driver's ed for kids to learn how to drive a car safely. They have motorcycle classes for the same reason. Do they have snowmobile classes?
They sure do. The North Dakota Parks and Recreation offer classes both on ATVs and snowmobile safety. They also have a really good guide that you can download from their website, or we also have copies of them in our Safe Kids office. And it's a great tool for parents and, you know, first-time operators to go through that guide and, you know, learn some of the tips and tricks of operating them. You know, a snowmobile is not quite as tippy as it relates to the center of gravity being up high like an ATV is, but you still have to know how to turn corners and navigate and assure that, you know, you have enough upper body strength to bring that vessel into, you know, an upright position should you start to tip. There's a certain way that you want to be driving, you know, up and down ditches and that kind of thing, and so that guidebook is a great reference. If anybody is interested in getting one, we'd be happy to mail it out to them. They can simply email us at safekids@alltrue.org and just provide us with their name and mailing address, and we'll stick one in the mail for them.
And on a closing note here, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I know we talked about snowmobiles, but this is a time of year where people still continue to use ATVs quite a bit also. And those vessels are very, very dangerous, particularly for young kids. In fact, the recommendation from Safe Kids Worldwide and the American Academy of Pediatrics is that kids under age 16 not ride on an ATV. They're a big vessel, again, designed to go about 70 to 80 miles an hour. They're very, very tippy, and they weigh between 700 and 800 pounds. And so if that, you know, ATV starts to tip, that's a lot of weight that's coming on to the person that's riding on it. And so even if they have a helmet on, the weight of that vessel is oftentimes enough that it will cause crushing injuries and death. And so use very, very, very extreme caution when using these devices, and really consider whether that's something that you want your kids riding on. You know, there's no seatbelts, there's no airbags or anything like that. And we've seen a big increase in the number of ATV injuries and deaths to kids around our state as those have been started to be used more as a recreational vehicle and not just as a farm utility vehicle. I will say that North Dakota Vision Zero and also our partners at Ag Country, they do a lot of work around the topic of ATV safety, and they have some great resources on their webpage, as does the North Dakota Parks and Recreation. And if anybody would like more information besides those resources that I pointed you to, they can always call us at our Safe Kids office, which is 701-780-1489, or email us at safekids@alltrue.org, and we'd be happy to help them out again with making those decisions. And then if you do, you know, have young adults that are going to be riding on them, you know, how to get them properly trained and fitted with the right equipment would be really important.
Remember, you can hear the podcast version of today's program and all of our past shows by clicking on the Focus link at myborderland.com. For Focus, I'm Shonda Christensen.
You've been listening to Focus, a weekly public affairs presentation of Simmons Multimedia Stations. Time is available for responsible opposing viewpoints. Contact the Simmons Station at 701-256-1080 for more information. Join us again next Sunday morning at this time for Focus.